Rediscovering Richmond is made possible by Historic Richmond Foundation, working to promote, protect, and preserve Richmond's architectural history with the goal of economic progress and cultural enrichment. Online at historicrichmond.com.
Author and commentator Brooke Smith continues to rediscover the places and places of historic Richmond. And today, Brooks, we're going to talk about the biggest musical instrument in Richmond. What might that be?
Well, I'll break the suspense. The Virginia War Memorial Carillon in the middle of Byrd Park. Here we think of the carillon as a monument or a memorial and sometimes forget that it is actually a giant instrument, a campanile or bell tower, with a great big baton keyboard called a clavier on the seventh floor below this huge two-story bell loft with some 50 or 60-odd bells.
Well, tell us how it came to be.
After the Treaty of Versailles in 1919, there were memorial efforts erupting all across the country to commemorate our veterans from the Great War. And in 1922, our own General Assembly impaneled a commission to study the design and location of a Virginia War Memorial. It led to an open competition. Seven finalists went before an elite jury of award in 1925, and the jury selected a team of Wright and Crett. But interestingly enough, the citizens of Richmond rebelled, and they put up such a stink that even though the construction had actually begun,
they didn't like the design?
They didn't like the design, and as best I can tell, it was a beautiful and graceful monumental altar and screen with a sanctuary to an unknown soldier. But the citizens who rebelled wanted a carillon, in part because of the ability of a bell tower to broadcast sound through this great miracle of the 20th century radio.
The new medium of radio.
And the idea was that this is the only structure erected by the Commonwealth of Virginia to memorialize the veterans of World War I. It was intended to serve the entire state, and many people might not be able to see it in person but could hear it by way of the radio. So they succeeded. The design was revisited. The original design team was asked to conform. They refused. So a new team of Cram and Ferguson was picked for this more popular carillon design. They started work in 1928, and by October 15th of 1932, the carillon was open and dedicated to the public.
The original site was moved also, I believe.
There was quite a bit of debate about where to put it, and I guess within Virginia, Richmond was a good choice as the capital city, but the popular choice was by the Capitol. Ultimately, Byrd Park was chosen, and the city donated the land, picked over the more popular locations downtown, in part because of the beauty and scenery of the surrounding parks. Interestingly enough, surprisingly to me, one of the highest points in the city, convenient access, and what I liked was that it was particularly well-suited for quiet study and sacred contemplation, which a war memorial should offer.
But the Dogwood Dell part of Byrd Park was developed further, and now there have been many, many events every summer, particularly there at Dogwood Dell around the carillon.
That's right, and I think I must have this on my mind because we're in this particularly patriotic period, having just celebrated Memorial Day and commemoration of D-Day and Flag Day coming up next week, followed by 4th of July. This site has always been a place of celebration for our different holidays. It's also the nativity pageant and Christmas. And like you said, Dogwood Dell has become a wonderful place for music and entertainment and art shows. So it's a vibrant part of town. I was going to say one note about the bells. There were originally 66 of them, all of different sizes and weights, but only 53 notes out of those 66 bells, which I guess is another riddle that we won't answer on the radio today. And the other thing that I found interesting was that the space within the carillon actually was originally designed and did in fact house a war museum. But I guess conditions deteriorated over the years. It's now used for special events like weddings and receptions and that kind of thing.
And there are plays and all kinds of family events and performances there. And occasionally it even gets to be heard on the radio.
Yeah, that's right. And I would say coming up in the next couple of weeks, it will certainly not only dominate the skyline, but with the fireworks and 4th of July and
yes,
other times of the summer,
absolutely.
It's going to be a nice place to visit. So yeah, if you haven't been there recently, go visit. And I found this carillon song that you'll hear in a moment. This is Go Tell It on the Mountain, so tell your friends.
All right. Brooke Smith, Rediscovering Richmond, every other Thursday morning here on Morning Edition on WCVE Public Radio.